Okay, tonight's Chabura is sponsored by the Levin family in honor of Mark's grandfather, Nachum ben Shmuel Elio, and Shama should have an Aliyah. We're going to move a little weiter. We got up to the last of Yuchav Gimel Mabez, we finished, and there's a bit of a Gadathon, Chavdalat Amin Aleph, fascinating Agadta about the Makoros of the concept of Bavel, and a very important Tosfos at the top of the daf, which introduces Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, minig of the yeshivas, not to learn Tanakh, and to learn Talmud Bavli, and include the chiyuvim of Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, through an irbuv of Babylonian, Bavel, Blula, of Mikra, Mishnah. Shitas HaRambam probably is not like that. The Rambam learns the din Kachuto, there's a din Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, that you should split up your days like that, but that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And a little bit of a gadata about Gaivan, Gasas Ruach, and how that was divided up throughout the world. So we're going to start the next Mishnah on Chavdalat Amin Aleph. This Mishnah is a fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us something that we've been assuming is not necessarily always correct. We always assume that there are limitations. There are certain people that are outside the box, certain people that are not valid and unacceptable for both Eidus and Dayanus if they are either possible because of wrongdoings or because they just don't lack kashrus, because they are Ktanim, because they are a woman, because they are Goyim. So the Mishnah says that that's not the case. Amar lo, if a guy has a case, a court case, that he's litigating with another person, Amar lo, Neman alai, if they have an issue and they decide, Neman alai, Abba, your father will be believed for us as either a dayan or an aid. Neman alai avicha, or I say to the other party, Neman alai avicha, your father will be the person who will decide our issue. Neman alai shlosha ro'i bakar, or we say that the three dayanim will be three people that are invalid, because they are shepherds, says the Gemara, Rav Meir Omer Yachal Lachzerbo, V'chachom Omer Meir Yachal Lachzerbo. No one debates that you're able to do this. The question is, am I locked into this? Meaning, what happens? Okay, I got him to the judgment, I got him to where I wanted to, and now it turns out, oh no, they decided not in my favor, now I'm going to want to back out. This is ridiculous. These guys are psulim, they don't even know what they're talking about. It's very likely that I'm going to say, why is any of this binding? So Rav Meir says, you're right, Yachal Lachzerbo. V'chachamim omrim eino Yachal Lachzerbo. No, it's binding, and it's binding, and you can't back out from anything that was said. Ayachayev l'chaveir shvua, if what happens if a person was obligated to take a swear, v'amr lo dor li b'chayir roshcha, and he says to him a lashon of shvua, and Rav Meir Omer Yachal Lachzerbo, V'chom Rav Meir Yachal Lachzerbo. Similarly, that they can't Yachal Lachzerbo V'lishol Shvua Gemura. Can you, if you offered him to say, I'm not going to make you take the real classic Shvua with a shame, but I'm only going to make you take Dor Li B'Chayi Roshi, a lower level of a shame. Are you locked into it? Are you not locked into it? That is a similar machloek as Rav Meir Chacham. And one really has to ask the basic question, what in the world is going on in this Mishnah? How is this possible? This is against everything we've assumed. Why do suddenly these invalid situations become kosher? So, before we resolve that, which is really the kasha of the night, I'd like to introduce you to a tshuva or Rav Kiva Eger. Oh boy, I gotta take photography class a little bit. I don't know. This is okay. Rav Kiva Eger has the following shaila in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. If you could try to read the first paragraph, Vasher Nistapek Chosni Harav. Kibel alav karov apostle, obeys psulim. I can't even read the next word. V'chasmu, I think. Im chayavin bedin hazama o malchus came into ein shem edus alehem. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger shayla? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a shayla, would there be a din hazama in our Mishnah? Okay. No, what happens in a case where there's hazama? Vehuzmu. That makes sense. Yeah, that's good. That's an important word. Vehuzmu. Eitan, that was the missing word. That answers your question. Meaning, in a case where we accepted them as Edim, but they're it's a guy. Yeah. Well, Parshas hazama by a guy? Yeah.
So is this operating to the normal
rule? Ah. That's exactly what Rabbi Eger's clearing. L'chora, that's his suffix. Is this operating through the normal rules of Bezdin, or is it not operating? And what is going on in our Mishnah? That is basically, in a backhanded way, what Rabbi Kiva Eger is ultimately going to discuss.
Why is the question there?
How does this work? Meaning it's
kosher. Why is the connection?
It's
part. Connection
I'm asking you. What are you assuming? I don't know which way you're assuming.
No, what I'm assuming.
What is your question?
My question is.
Yeah.
Why is there a question?
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't understand which side you're saying when
but
you say that.
The fact that I'm accepting the head.
Yeah. So he's an
ace. It has to do with mutually exclusive. The fact that I can. If someone can come and do hazama,
just answer my simple question. Your assumption is that there is hazama or there isn't hazama?
Why not?
Oh, interesting. So you have someone. So your assumption is that. Okay, good, good, excellent. Everyone agree with Adi?
What does it matter?
No, I hear. No, I hear. It's fascinating. I mean, once he's an aide, he's an aide. So all parts of the aide should apply. So now, if I would continue to ask you, there's a din in the Gemara in Shavuos that if I know Eidus for someone and I don't testify, Im lo yagid, the Gemara, the Pasuk in Vayikra says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, that if I know Eidus, right, so and I take a Shavuos that I know Eidus, right, that I'm chayiv and it's usher for me not to testify, so you would say that also in a case of our Mishnah also, that the Karban Shavuos Eidus, if a person sweared falsely, that he doesn't know Eidus when he actually does, and he admitted it, so you would have to bring a carbon also, such a person. Even if it's a woman. Even if it's a... Yeah.
Or you assume that the reason they're Pasul Eidus, or one reason they're Pasul Eidus, is because they do not or cannot understand the halakas of Eidus. So in that case, they're out of the parsha of Hazama.
No. No one's Pasul Eidus if they can't understand Eidus.
That's the only reason
you're not expected to know Hilchos Eidus to be an Eidus.
He's only bringing up the ability to be housed just on the D services or any aid that you have that option.
Well, we didn't even. Well, and.
Any specific sales services can be housed or not be housed.
Who? Rabbi Kiva Eger?
No, in
the Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is talking about the litigants being chozer. Meaning, I said, we had a court case, and I said it to be.
Your father, his father, because they're.
Because they're possible.
But other regular aid,
no. I don't have the ability to be chozer for that. No. We start off the case and we say, listen, your father knows about the story between us, so I accept him to be an aide, right? Then what happens? They're about to paskin. He realized his case is going down the tubes. So what is his automatic reaction? Be like, this is a joke. He's a possible aide. So am I locked in or am I not? That's a machlokas or meir chacham. But the fact that it works, everyone agrees to the fact that it works. So now, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, so now let's take it to the next level. What happens to those aids if they get hasamified? If they're proven to be liars? Does that parsha apply or not? Next question. The Mishnah Rosh Perek Shavuos Eidus. De'enu noheges b'noshim u'bekrovim. What does the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth Perek of Shavuos say? This parsha of Shavuos Eidus is not found by krovim and by noshim. That's the statement of the Gemara. Frekt Reb Kiva Eger, really? Why isn't it found, the carbon shavuos eidus, by noshim and by krovim? What's his kasha going to be? Because we can't read it inside. So, this Mishnah, why don't you set up a case, why didn't the Gemara say that in a case where you have people that we set up to begin with, Neman alay Abba, Neman alay Avicha, Neman alay Aisha Azos, even Psulim,
that they are good Eidim, that that's a situation where even Psulim are going to be Kosher Eidus, and they're going to be Chayav a Korban Shavuos Eidus. So we don't understand the statement, the blanket statement of the Mishnah in the fourth parak. So says Reb Kiva Eiger, and I'll prove it to you. The Kosheli, the second line of the second paragraph. Ha'amrinan sham, ha'kol moldim be'edei tuma, ha'kol moldim be'edei misa. And don't tell me, I'll tell you why, because it doesn't apply to one aid. Because it does apply to one aid. By aid tuma, which is kina yitzira, which the Torah says, one aid works to aster a woman on her husband. Or aid misa, which is what? Iguna, which were meko, which we spoke about a few weeks ago. Wow, you're not going to believe it. A few weeks ago, we spoke about the din of Kol Malkum Shemina Torah Erechad Arei Kushnayim. Got a shaila last week, crazy shaila. Shot in his case about one aide says there was shotness in a coat, and then another aide comes to argue with the first aide, and it was all totally on our sugya of Kol Malkum Shemina Torah Erechad Arei Kushnayim. Sorry about that tangent. Fine. Mamish Halacha L'Maisa. So the moral of the story is don't buy velvet jackets. You know, something that's not so no. So yeah, so no, not so no gay for us. It was a shiloh in another town. So by kol modim be aid misa. So the din is by aid misa and aid tuma. That what? That there is carbon shvuos edus. Vim kain frekrim kiveger mishkacha shvuos edus b'noshim of a krovim b'hanach mili. If noshim are krovim are neman in those areas, so why isn't there shvuos edus? Tzarech loymer. So this says Reb Kiveger, the inyan shvuos edus who rak be'ed kosher. Oh, says Reb Kiveger. No, maybe you could say like this: shvuos edus was only said by an ed kosher. By an aid pasul, you don't say it. The shame aidus alay l'kul mili, because in other areas you could find him to be made as a kosher aid. Vani kairabo v'hu aid, because you can now read the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra v'hu imlo yeged v'hu aid v'nasa avono. But by an isha, she's not an aid, so therefore she doesn't have that dimension of carbon shvuas aidus. El deid echad im magid eno mol v'tzarech l'tzir v'macher b'zeh heichadim hoya magid hoya mol. So it starts with Kiva Eger, and he says, perhaps you can make the chiluk as follows. Why did the Gemara say a blanket statement by Noshim that there's no carbon shvuos eidus? That's because they're Nemon, but they're not Vahu Eid. They're not a kosher aid. They just have Nemonis that's believed in those areas. But in a Hanami, if you have a situation where it's one aid in those areas, and he happens to be an aid kosher, so then you'll say that he will be chayav a carbon shvuos eidus, even in areas where he's Nemon as one and not as two. Of a bekarvo potel the ain't shame edus a love el de besoit de emino satira vanemahs machmas da ide kino is diru raglayam ledover v'nikar shemes kain the chain be edus misa de mikach daika nikar shemes kain bezel like in carbon shuvah dloka baron on bay v'huwe. So that's the chiluk that he's making. Perhaps you can make a distinction between an aid kosher where they're neman alone, that's a din edus, and therefore there be a carbon shuvah edus, and an aid potel where it's not v'huwe, so then they're Nemon, because there's a leniency, but they'll never have the carbon of Shavuos, of Shavuos Eidus.
Isn't there a difference between an Eid Pasul and an Eid Karv? Essentially, can you compare an Eid to a Karv?
You're saying, like this Var, you should say Vahu Eid applies to a Karv.
Exactly.
Right.
Because
so you're saying, like the Svar of the Gemara and Chav Gimel and the Beis, Kaven de Chazi La'alma, since they would be good for others, so right. So, I guess the Vart, Reb Kiva Eger, is assuming that by this Eidus, you would not be Mechalik in a Karv Apostle, but I hear your Svar. It's an interesting Svar.
Is our Mishnah talking about Apostle or talking about Karv?
Our Karv Mishnah is talking about both. Everything. You could accept anyone. Okay. So now, that's Reb Kiva Eger so far is talking by Shavuos Eidus. Again, his original Kasha was not by Shavuos Eidus. He's gleaning from Shavuos Eidus and the carbon of Shavuos Eidus to now discuss his Shiloh about where, in our Mishnah, where you're mekabel them, do you have azam? So let's skip the next paragraph, which goes on in Shavuos Eidus. Ulefize, right? You have it at the next page? Ulefize yesh lemer, the kibel alav cover of apostle. Our Mishnah, where he accepts the car of apostle, ain't no chayav korban shvuah, he's not going to be mechayav a korban shvuah. Why? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Lundis, he says, because I just made the chiluk for you. When he's of a hu eid, that's where there's carbon shvuos eidus. Even though he's nemon by soita and by iguna, even if it's an isha or it's apostle or it's a karov, But it can't be, but who ate? So therefore, carbon shmuas edus wouldn't apply. The mikom kom lav shem edus Allah. Aval kibel alav eid echad. What about in our case, where he was mekabel one aid to decide the whole din? Leo's kibes. Kaven the shem eid alav. What would you say in that, what would Rabbi Kibeger say in that story? Our Mishnah, and you're mekabel in aid, but the aid is kosher. It's not a karov or a pasul. It's one aid to access two. Would there be shavuos aedus? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger's logic right now, l'chayra there should be shavuos aedus. Because that's an aid kosher. There you could say, but who ate? The gama ilu magid ha'yamoyal, yesh bodin, shavuos aedus. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks. V'ochanami efshir benido in didon, the next paragraph. Lio lenin chiyav hazoma, dechsiv vihine aed sheker ha'aed v'asisim, v'chein loistad b'reach aed shoker, his former dafke kashem edolov, the kibel of karv apostle, ain't shem edolov. Vinim is chayv azom alo kilev elov edechot kibes, yesh loy din azom. So Zokter B'Kiveger, my chiluk is now going to doubt, we're going to split within our Mishnah. If you're mekabel one aid to act in the placement of two, so then there would be hazama, and there would be carbon shvuas ha'edus. But if you would hold what? That you're being mekabel apostle, or you're being mekabel an Isha or Karov, then it wouldn't be Vuhu Eid. So just like there wouldn't be Karban Shavuos Eidos, there wouldn't be Hazam. It's talking about both. The Gemara is going to say it's talking about both. Right, I think so, yeah. Oh, excellent. You were getting there. Excellent. So far, Rabbi Eger never said anything about that. I like what you're saying. Exactly. Rabbi Kiva Eger is assuming not like that. But then, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's psak, and that sounds like what he's going with. But then Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his intellectual honesty...
Why would it work in Amanus?
What do you mean?
Like what's why?
Why what?
Why would the...
Why would an Ish...
I guess that would be...
You're asking what case?
I guess our Mishnah.
Why should our Mishnah work?
Yeah.
Because we accepted it. I think what you're trying to say is, how in the world can you accept this? There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says, "Kol amasna amashikasa b'teira in tno klum." You don't have the ability to stipulate things against the dinei teira. So if he's possible, he's possible. So who are you to decide that he's kosher? Gevaldik. Excellent. We're going to answer all these questions. Excellent.
What about a katan?
Same thing. Not only that, katan, we'll come back to it in a second. There's a tshuva, two tshuvas before this. Remind me to get back to katan. Katan will be the same thing, but we'll just go back to katan in a second. Let's go to the second to last paragraph. Acher kach. But after this whole shtikol Torah nizkarti, I remembered, you know, those days that you remember there's a ran tucked away in shavuos. Acher kach nizkarti d'haran shavuos hevi Yerushalmi be'ed echad she'omer lei hare at mekubal aleinu kishnayim ein bo chiyav shavuos ha'edus. So I remember there's a Ran that quotes Yerushalmi that says everything that I just said specifically is wrong. Like this. Mamish talks about this very deep. V'tzrichon l'chalik bein zela eid soita u'misa. But the Gemara says by eid soita and misa that it is. So he says, yeah, fine, by eid soita and misa that's true. But, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but when it comes to our Mishnah, kibbol of kishnayim, it's not a din edus, and therefore there would not be hazama and there would not be shavuos edus. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger L'maisa comes out like that, although this was what he was building up, it's a gavaldika chiluk, that maybe you would say that an eid kosher has a din eidus, just like Saita and Iguna, where the Gemara says the Feirish, that there's a carbon shvuas eidus, even on one eid over there, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but bottom line, the Ran says I'm wrong. Sota and Iguna was where the Torah gave Ne'emonus to one aid, and therefore there's carbon shavuos aedus. But for our Mishnah, Kiblu Alayhu, there would not be any Hazama, there would not be shavuos aedus. Which would mean what? L'chayra Kiva Eger is coming to tell us that this is not working through making him an aid. Yesh lachkor. When you start our Mishnah, which is basically what I was driving at, which are B'kiva Eger is being choker. Do the Dina Eidos apply? Does Hazama apply? Does Korban Shavuos Eidos apply? Are you taking Apostle Eid and being Machshir and Eid? So where B'kiva Eger is saying maybe, at least by a kosher Eid, he was suggesting for majority of the tshuva, perhaps you're now saying one Eid is like two, and therefore there would be Parshas Eidos and all the Dina HaTorah would apply. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger, because he finds Iran, he says you can't say that. But Sota and Iguna are the exception to the rule. So what is this? How is it working? So Taisus in Baba Metzia says exactly what Itai was suggesting, that this is Dine Mominus. And in Dine Mominus, that the Gemara itself says that you have the ability to make a Tanai in Dine Mominus. Kol masna al mashe kosev b'Torah chutz midine mamon shetno kayim. I have the ability to make a tnai, even though that's not the regulatory. I can make the details of my contract for dine mamonis, and that is the suggestion. And I can make a. It's like just like I can be meichel. You owe me money. I can be meichel on the money. So we could decide to do a weird type of mechila. If he decides to do that and decide, and even though he's a puzzle, so I'm not going through the regular rules and regulations of Dinei Torah with the halacha of Hilchos Eidos, with the halacha of Hilchos Bezdin. If you accept like this, which is a question that the Minchas Chinuch raises, what would be the din outside of the world of Eidos? We spoke about Hazama, we spoke about Karban Shavuos Eidos, but let's ask the question, says the Minchas Chinuch, in the world of Dayonis. In such a situation where Neman Alai Gimel Roy Bucker, or Neman Alai three Noshim to be Dayanim, would there be an Isser to take Sheichad? Well, if you're understanding that it's working through the regular rules and regulations of Dini HaTorah, and now the Mishnah on Chavdal and Aleph is telling me, through our Kabbalahs, we have the ability to now make them into Dayanim Ksherim because we were Makabal them on ourselves, so then what? So then, l'chayra, the regular Yisurim should apply, and Sheichad should apply, like Rav Kiva Eger assumed in the beginning of the Tshuva. But if you understand, no, it's just a Tnai and Dine Mamonis, and I really don't even need Eidim and Dayanim, technically, to be Meichel on my Mamon, and we can make any contract we want because this is the world of Dine Mamonis. But outside of Dine Mamonis, I would have never suggested such a thing, so l'chayra, the regular rules and regulations, just like Hazama and Shavuos Eidos should not apply, so too the Isser of Sheichad should not apply. Yeah. Right, but for some reason, the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Kiva Eger had another tzad that maybe this was a way to revive psulim, and there was a serious tzad
it
that actually.
Could be Dayan, like Rav Kiva Eger said, it could be an
A. Right.
The person could be a
if they would be able to be a kosher. You're saying maybe make a chiluk between one and one kosher and three, but by apostle Adayin, like Rav Kiva Eger, never even assumed that you would never be able to say by Shreichad right
Ron,
right.
Does Iran disagree with this too?
The Ran doesn't talk about Shochet, right? Yeah, but L'chari, what Abe's saying is you can't say more than Reb Kiva Eger. You can't take a puzzle and make it a kosher. Maybe you can only do that within numbers. But even within numbers, if it's against the Dinei HaTorah, it's very hard. The problem is, to be honest, there's a rush that Reb Elchanan points out. If you see on the next side, no, this is the next side of the Shulchan Aruch. His top says, Kaivet Tzaharis. He quotes a fascinating rush. This is a rush in the 12th parak of Yevamos. The 12th parak of Yevamos is Mitzvahs Chalitza. So the Gemara there talks about all the dinim of Chalitza, that if a woman dies and a husband dies and leaves a woman without children, so what we do now is she takes off her shoe and she spits and she does Chalitza, which is Ke'en, a cutting off of the quasi-marriage, the Zika, that the connection that exists to the brother from after the death. So the Gemara wants to know the dayanim for such a chalitza. Can you have a ger to be one of the dayanim? So the Gemara in Mitzvahs Chalitza quotes a pasuk to say that you can have a ger to be the dayan. Now we didn't learn the details, but the Gemara has a discussion that gerim are in general not kosher to be dayanim outside of being judging. A ger chaver, a ger donis chaver, a ger, but to judge a regular Yisrael
happens to deal with the issue of srara and positions that a ger can't have. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk mekarav achecha that the ger can't be a dayan for chalitza. So the Rishonim all in the beginning of the 12th parak of Sanhedrin of Yevamos ask, what do you need a pasuk that a ger can't be a dayan for chalitza? A ger is a pasul a dayan. He can't judge other things either. So why do I need an additional pasuk for mitzvahs chalitza? So look at the top line of the Kovetz Aharis. He just summarized Va'arash Teiritz the Itzrichra. Shehecha shekiblu aleilim. Devedinim amenes mahani kabbalah. Right? Kedis non chavtal aleilim, it's sanhedrin chavtal aleilim, neon alai ba'abba. Vashmin and krod, debachalitza lo mahani kabbalah. Itai. What's the rush talking about? This is outside of the world of dinim amenes. This is the world of chalitza. And yet the rush is saying that I need a pasuk to tell me that a ger is pasul for chalitza, because I would have thought he's kosher in a situation where we said, oh no, I'm a kabbal him as a dayan. Means in the world of Isser Veheter, I'm now saying, and outside of Dinei Mamonos, I'm now saying a Kabbalah works and revives the Pasul of dayan to be a kosher of dayan. The Chayin Kosov Tais is a Nida. V'teima Asher V'chonan. The Hod Mahanya Kabbalah of Dinei Mamonos, who mitam Shemaychol Leim Amoinai. Oy mitam Hoida. Person could be moide, I could be moide that I owe you money, I don't need dayanim, I don't need aidim, I could just be mechayev myself, I can admit. Or, because I'm mochel to you, aba b'chalitza, that's not dinei momenis. Lo shayach klala tamaze lachshir psulam ayide kabbalah. Yeah, but he's a dayan. He's a dayan. He's observing also under your chuppah. Would you say that he'd be kosher? He without him, it's nothing. Uchor muchach mizeh, says Rav Chanan, the Kabbalah Mahanya Lahakshir is Apsulim. B'loi mitam b'chilu. Unbelievable. The Pashtus Rabbi Yisai. Yeah. Yeah. You want to know, is there a difference between roles of Dayanus? Yeah. Yeah, there is a difference between roles of Dayanus. We said such a svar at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Mamish, this was like probably the third or fourth shir that we had about a passive bezdin versus an active bezdin that we spoke about, legabe the chilukim, of whether or not you would need mumchin or not to be miyashiv a shver shita sarambam, and how he paskins legabe smicha bezman hazeh and needing mumchin. But and that might be true, but I don't think that will help for psulim. I think in any time you need a bezdin and it's puzzle, you know, there's a chiddush over here that the fact that you're can be a revive apostle. He doesn't qualify. He doesn't qualify. There's an issue, right?
But they can't be together either. So
right. So why is that dinim amenus?
So it's not chalitza may just be like separating as opposed to like you're not actually like removing. You're not. The issue is still there.
That's not dinim amenus. It's like a get.
Well, I guess what's the question of being?
It's like a get. A get's not dinim amenus. This is Eben Ezer. This is needs dayanim. This is Makaris that needs dayanim. It's a fascinating rush. But you see that, at least from the Tshuva of Kiveger, and you see the Pashtus is like you were saying that it's the world, Chiddush and Dinim Amenus. But you see from Reb Kiveger's Suffolk, and you see from what the way he assumed until he found Iran, and you see from the Rosh Lalacha that it's not true that the Mishnah might be saying something unbelievable that you're actually able to revive certain psulim as long as before the dentira you were a makabel, and it needs really explanation why someone has the ability to do that. What happened to the din of masna al mashikas of b'tayra that these psulim apply? Meaning, right, you have to continuously be mekayim. It's a mechila. It's a mechila, so you'd be chayzer from your mechila. Right, but even that, Rav Meir, so what's pshat? Lamaisa, you were meichel, so why should you be able to back out? Okay, if I'm meichel to you, if I say like this, Itai, you don't owe me anymore. And then I say, you know what, I decided not to. I don't have the ability to do that.
No, but it's not. It's chav. There hasn't been a final verdict in the case yet. So
okay, fine.
Right,
exactly, right. Right. I guess you would have to say that it's only on the assumption that we agree to it at the end, that we're staying with our agreement. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what Mayor has to assume. But the critical kasha is, how does it even get off the ground? How does it even start? But according to Rame, right? According to Rame, right. It's going to be a difficult avenue. Yeah. But lemaisa lefi chachamim. Okay, take chachamim. Chachamim hold you in yachal achzavos. So you mamish have the ability halachically to revive apostle aid, to revive apostle adayin. It's wild. That's why the pashtus is like taisis mamitzia. And to say that this is a sorrow within Mechila, and that this is like a kinyan in Mamanis, but to say it outside of Dine Mamanis, but as Rabbi Hanan points out, it's not the universal opinion, and there might be something much more incredible going on in this Mishnah. Fascinating. Okay. But we're going to assume, like Reb Kiva Eger, that you're not going through the regular Dine HaTorah, and there would not be Hazama, and there would not be Karban Shavuos Eidos. And you're still a puzzle, and it's just a din in mum, and lachar you can give shaykhad. Yeah, Amar Avdimi Bereder of Nachman. Amar Avdimi Bereder of Nachman. Bereder of Yosef. Kegoin dekable alei bechad. What does the Gemara say? Avdimi qualifies our Mishnah, and Avdimi says, by the way, we're talking about a situation that you were makabel bechad. So what does Rashi say? Mekabel b'chad. Mekabel b'chad dayono. Yalpa gav di'ika trey achrinim b'hadei. Amar Rav Meir yachol lachzer bo. And Rashi says, what's Rav Dimi's chiddish? Rav Meir holds you can back out from what you were mechayiv yourself. Rav Meir holds you can back out even though technically there's only one problem over here. One of the dayan are problematic, and the other two are kosher dayan. Even in a situation of kibble alei b'chad, you could still back out, right? Taisis, see the bottom taisis. Amar Avdimi gan the kibble alei b'chad perish hakuntres da'afilu hachi kamer. Rav Meir the yachal lachzer bo. So the Rashi said the chiddush of Rav Dimi was in Rabbi Meir, but what? But that even Rav Meir holds you can be chayzer even if all that was going against this bezdin was one reusa, was one problem. V'loy nehira, and I don't agree to Rashi. The cave under the rebusa nakte, havelameimar loitzricha. Since he's saying a chiddush, I would have had him say loitzricha. Dimi the kamer kegoin mashba the dafka kamer kegoin the kabla lebechad. Al kei nire, meaning, Tosis is saying, what did Rabbi Dimi say? Rabbi Dimi said a lashon of kegoin. Lashon of kegoin means only in this case, not in any other case. But if Rabbi Meir is saying, even in this case, a chiddush Rabbi Meir, even in this case, yachal lachzer bo, so then it should say what? Leitzricha. It should say a lashon that's mashma, that we're saying a chiddush in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Dimi doesn't sound like he's saying a chiddush, it sounds like Rabbi Dimi is saying a limitation. Okay, Eluk going to Kabbalah Lachad Al Kain Nire. So says Tosis. Therefore, I disagree with Rashi, and I think the Chiddush of Rav Dimi is like what the Kibble Alei Bachad Nire Dal Milsayud Rabbonon Koin. It's going on the Machmir opinion. Who's the Machmir opinion? The opinion of Rabbonon that say Eino Yochel Achzerbo. When is it Eino Yochel Achzerbo? Says Rav Dimi Kagon. It's only Eino Yochel Achzerbo, only in this case, it's not a Chiddush, it's limited to which case? To the case where there's only one Reisa. Where it's Chad El Reisa, where it's Kibble Alei Bechad. Which means what? The Dafka Gon, the Kibble Alei Bechad, the Chad El Reisa, the Ika Kamri Rabbonin, the Eino Yochel Achzerbo. Avali Kabbal Alei Kebitrei, Yochel Achzerbo, Apple Rabbonin, Kevin, the Ika Tak El Reisa. But if there's two things going bad, in this Bezdin, or in this situation of Eidos,
Then what? Rabbanim would say what? Yochel Achnerbo, you can back out. Now, this sounds like a technicality. Sounds like just a machloikas Rashi Tosis, how to understand the Gemara. It's not. This is a nafgamina lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't make a difference, I think the Lashon of the Mechaber, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Chadil Rezisa or it's Tartil Reisa. Rabbanon hold Eino Yochel Achzerbo. We paskin like Rabbanon against Rabbi Meir. Eino Yochel Achzerbo. You got to stick to what you're Machayev, what you obligated yourself, there's no changes. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Yeshoimrim. When did the Rabbanon say Eino Yochel Achzerbo? By what? By Chadil Reisa. But in a case of Tartil Reisa, where you accepted that the aid of the Dayan is going to now replace Tupsulim, then what? Then that's going to be what? Yochel Achzerbo. And even though we paskin like Rabbanon, since Tosfos said Rav Dimi was a qualification in the Rabbanon's opinion, Tartil Reisa, this Tosfos that sounds like a technicality is going to affect Halacha, and now even Rabbanon you're allowed to back out. If it was representing a double whammy, a double problem. Now, what are examples of double problems? So, that's why I said to you we're going to come back to Katan. There is a tshuva, two tshuvas before this, in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. One case of Tartal Reisa, I can give you just an easily. Let's say you're Makabal and Isha, and that Isha represents three Dayan. That's Tartal Reisa. Or that Isha, I accept one instead of two, that's Tchadal Reisa, and she happens to be Apostle Aid. That's Tartal Reisa. There's two strikes against her. So, Shlomo Eger had a tshuva that he wrote to his father, Reb Kiva Eger. And he said, why does Rashi have to give two different reasons why a katan is pasul le'edus? One is that it's not an ish, the pasuk says va'amdu shnei anashim. And the other reason is because it's what? Is because it's edus yate elocha lazima, he can never get punished, so therefore you can never fulfill hazama. Why do you need both of those reasons? So Reb Kiva Eger answers him, oh, the reason is because by a katan it will be tartel reisa. Because there will be two psulim. It's number one, it's edus yate elocha lazima, and it's also because... Now that's not so posh. Why? That's different. That's not too. What? What? Why? Yeah, L'chaira. By Kibbalah, I mean, that was Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila, right? Would there be Hazama in our case? Right, so that's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila. But a katan is never able to be punished, right? A katan can never get. So Reb Chiddush Reb Kiva Eger to say that let's say Reb Kiva Eger is assuming let's say you have an aide happens to be a Gazlan and he happens to also be a relative, would that be or he's a Gazlan and he's also other psalm that we're going to learn later, a mummer or something else, some other at the end of the day he's got chadal reisa, he's a possible aid. What do you, how many strikes again? We're going to go through the Dine HaTorah and see how many things he has against him. He's a possible aid. Tartal reisa is it's a possible aid, and it's now another problem with the aid is sort of the biz, and it's not too, not so fast that would be tartal reisa. Yeah.
He's starting off with tartal reisa. You accept him, and then we say you lost because
it was so many bad. Yeah.
But you accepted it, even when knowing that it wasn't gradual. Oh, I
yeah,
did it.
Yeah, yeah, me, yeah.
I can understand if you want to say, yeah, oh, phenomenal. I found out what to boot.
Right. So the Rishonim say, why would you say this? So you have to say, they say a Lashon of it was like a Guzma Ba'alma. The guy says, many races. I was joking. That's what I could say. Obviously, I was joking. Okay. I was a Guzma Ba'alma, it was an exaggeration. I have so many strikes against it. There's no way you could take me seriously on that. So Rabbanan think you could back out on that. Yeah, Mark. No. Yeah. So Rabbeisai, there is a fascinating discussion in the Smachloikas, the Sma and the Shach. Again, assuming like this Ramah, right? The Ramah you have over here in Simen Chav Beis, in the middle of the Ika Tartel Eirusa Afrila Achag Ma'adin Yochel Achzerbo, right? The Ramah is paskening like Tosfos. That we paskin that Rabbanan only said Eino Yochel Achzerbo when where? It was only Chadal Reisa. But by Tartel Reisa, such in a situation, Tosfos says even the Rabbanan would hold Yochel Achzerbo, so the Ramah is paskening like Tosfos against the Ramah.
So what happens in the following situation? You have the Sma says, if you were Makabel a kosher Dayan, the Makum Gimel. I say, we decide that this one Dayan is going to be kosher for us instead of three Dayan. So the Sma says that there, Tosfos wouldn't say that Rabbanon would say you could be Chayzer. The Ein's that Tartel erase. And on that, the Shach argues, and the Shach over here, the Shach is in Sifkat and Beis. Kosov Sma v'zel l'shono nira, dim kibel alav kosher, echad b'mokum gimel, you accepted one Dayan instead of three, loy mikre Tartel erase. That's not considered one Tartel erase. Right? Where does he argue? One second. The Ein Nirili came. And he disagrees. So what do you have over here, everybody? You have one Dayan, Kosher Dayan. And now I say, one Dayan is going to replace what? Three Dayan. Shach says, that's considered Tartel erase, the Rabbanon hold, you could back out. We Paskin Lalof, you could back out such an agreement. That would be an example of Tartel erase. Sma says that's not an example of Tartel erase. Where's the Shach coming from? The Shach's coming from, because over here you have a specific problem. You need three Dayan. So now what? I'm accepting one, to not only be two, but also to be three. So that's a Tartel erase. I only have one Dayan. So that's Tartel erase. And the Sma says, at the end of the day, you have what? You have a Dayan, and you don't have three Dayanim. So that's Chadal Reza. So you wouldn't be able to back out. Again, we're passing La Halacha like Taisis. We want to know, what would be the din if I accept one Dayan instead of three Dayanim? Would that be Tartel Reza or would that Chadal Reza? Where Taisis says, I'm not allowed to back out. And we're passing like Taisis in Ara Gemara. So what's the Machlokes? So could be the following idea. I saw this idea and I thought it was a fascinating idea. It really connects to something we said a long, long, long time ago. The Gemara suggests on Daf Gimel that really, min haTorah, Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ikka said it's really kosher to have one dayan. Chad nami kosher. But tzedek tishpat amisecha, it's kosher to have one dayan. So what? The Gemara says, so why do you need three? Gemara says, because Yoshvei Kronos. The Gemara says, right? What did the Gemara say? Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha, Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. Ato betlasa milo have Yoshvei Kronos. So in order to make sure that you're not going to have Yoshvei Kronos, so we say that you have to have three. The Gemara says, Yevshe delespe uchad de gomer. No, when I am attacking that you have three dayanim, so it's going to be impossible that one of them is not going to be learned. So if you remember, there was a discussion we quoted a few times. The Mishnah Melech had the following suffix. We always discuss, whenever you have a group of Eidim, and one of the Eidim becomes Pasul, so there's Halacha Nimtza Echameim Karvo Pasul, one of the Eidim were Batul, were Pasul, all of the Kat, the whole group is thrown out. The Eidus and Dela, the whole group is thrown out. Ask the Mishnah Melech, what's the din when it comes to Dayanim? Do you say that all the Dayanim are Pasul, or do you say that no, Nimtza Echameim Karvo Pasul only applies to Eidus, it doesn't apply to Dayanus. That's the Mishnah Lamelech discussion. So the Tzai Sachoshin says, I have a raya from this Gemara that Nimtza Echameim Karvo Pasul cannot apply to Dayanim. Why? Because the Gemara is saying over here that what? The Gemara is saying over here, I'm going to be attacking that what? That you should have three Dayanim. That you should have three Dayanim. In order that what? It's impossible that one of them is not going to be Chad de Gomer. Right? So ask the Tzai Sachoshin, okay, very nice, but the two other Dayanim are going to be invalid. They're not qualified. So you should say, Nimtzeach Meim Karvo Pasul by the two other Dayanim. So the Tzoyis HaChoshen says, Araya from a Gemara, Gimel, Med Aleph, and Sanhedrin, that you don't say Nimtzeach Meim Karvo Pasul by Dayanim. Apparently that was the assumption of the Gemara, because otherwise you should be concerned grouping those guys with the other learned, Dayan that would be acceptable. So there, I quoted a Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha says he doesn't think the Ktsais is right. He thinks it's a bad raya. Because again, what is the Gemara trying to accomplish?
At the end of the day, the Gemara is trying to accomplish what? At the end of the day, b'tzedek tishpor amisecha, that I should have one diet. And the Gemara says, practically, how is a way that we can ensure that you have one kosher dayan? Make sure that you have a group of three. E'efshar the left buchad the gum. Says Rav Meir Simcha, when there's halacha that I need to be metzarif to edim, that's where one goes, they all go. Because I need two of them. So it's all nisbatel. But if there's halacha that what? I really only need one dayan. And this is just a hechi timtza to make sure that I would have one dayan to make sure that there's three. There's no tziruf in the three, says Rav Meir Simcha. There's no raya about the Mishnah Melech Shaila from this Gemara. That's Rav Meir Simcha. Tainas against the ktos. Because fundamentally, what do you need over here? You need one dayan. So therefore, there's no halacha of tziruf over here. So there's no halacha that the whole thing's thrown out. Rabbi say, maybe you could suggest the same thing in our sugya. Perhaps that's the Nekudas HaMachloikis. When they were metakin to have three dayonim, was that a halacha that what? Really, I just need one dayon? I really need one kosher dayon? And therefore what? In a case of Kiblu Alayu Adechot Apostle. So what is it? Is it a Chazal Reisa or is it a Taitel Reisa? It's a Chazal Reisa. Because fundamentally, what do I need over here? I need one dayon. And I don't have one dayan. So if I look at the Ikra Adin, what am I missing? I'm missing that one dayan. So this is not a title erased, so that's the Shita of the Sma, perhaps. Masha'inkin, the Shita of the Shach, is that no, at the end of the day, Chacham made a takona. What was Chacham's takona? Three dayanim. The three dayanim was the avenue to make sure that you're going to have Chad the Gomer. So now I don't look at what fundamentally it's based on. Lamaita, I need three dayanim. If I don't have three dayanim, what is it? It's missing two and it's missing three. It's title erased, so. So perhaps that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes by title erased, so whether or not Rabbanan would allow me to be chayz there, and whether or not I look at one instead of three would be title erased or chad erased.